Ross Bigley, welcome. Thanks for coming in and talking to me.
Thank you, Mark.
You are the Milwaukee Short Films Festival.
Thank you.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, it's the Milwaukee Short Film Festival, the 14th annual one this year.
14th annual one, which has been going on over a period of?
18 years.
18 years, right. 4 years are a haze.
In the beginning, we didn't really do annual events. We just kind of like did them when I felt like it.
But it's wonderful because it's really grown. I mean, I remember I was a judge for, I don't know how many years, five or six years ago?
The Sixth Festival, you were a judge.
Sixth Festival. And it was like above a drugstore or something in,
well,
on
we
Brady
had the
Street.
Screening up there for the
right.
juried
okay.
films. We originally, the festival took place on public access cable, oddly oh. enough. I used to own an art gallery, and I never thought there was an appropriate venue for filmmakers.
Right.
And I also was a public access producer, so I got the idea, well, this might work because the films, they can show them, and public access will rerun them throughout the...
Sure.
And it was a very good idea. After doing like three of them, we then moved to a coffee house on Martin Luther King Drive that's no longer around, Beanhead Coffee.
Yeah. And you showed the films in the coffee house?
Yeah.
Right.
We were there when we started back up our fourth festival. We were there, and it was pretty modest, but we thought it took place in June that year.
Right.
And we thought, well, it's doing pretty good, better than what the other three were doing. Let's keep it going. And the guy that I was partnered with at the time said, let's do one in November of this year. So we did a fifth one that year.
Okay. Two in 1 year.
Two in 1 year.
Right.
And I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. But our attendance doubled
in
3 or 4 months. So did our film submissions.
Right.
So we said, okay, this could turn into something. So the sixth year, we ended up going to the Times.
Okay.
And we were there for quite a number of years. And we've been at the Art Museum for about 3 or 4 years now.
So now you're in the Lubar Auditorium at the Milwaukee Art Museum.
Yes.
Great. Now, it started, did it not, as a local filmmakers primarily?
Yeah, primarily.
Almost
it was.
Exclusively?
Primarily,
right.
Yeah.
Right. But now you get films from all over the world, I'm told.
Yeah, all over. Last year we had films coming in from about 25 countries. This year it's about 23 countries.
Wow.
What had happened was the Sixth Film Festival, which you were a judge for, we had a good person marketing our festival for us, a UWM student who was interning with us, Laura Bellevue,
mm-hmm.
and she managed to figure out a way to put us all on these film boards all around.
Okay.
And it got picked up by Milwaukee Magazine. They found out about us, wanted to do a story on us.
Right.
And through that, they named us Best Local Festival.
Oh, cool.
And because of that, and because of the film boards and the way Laura handled things, it wasn't like we weren't getting some international films, because we got like a few from Canada and a few from England. All of a sudden, it's like 80% of what we get is foreign films.
Oh, really? No
yeah.
kidding. And they find out about it online?
We use Without a Box now.
Right, right. Which is, yeah, everybody yeah. goes to Without a Box to find where to put their film.
Gives you a free IMDb page.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
And so how many shorts will you be? You got 23 countries submitting
I narrowed it down to 50 this year.
50 shorts. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 50 short films. And now I understand also some features?
Yeah. What we do is our feature films are more, we view those as the Milwaukee Independent Film Society puts on the Milwaukee Short Film Festival.
Right.
A couple of years ago, we took it over from Dan Wilson.
Right.
So we run the Milwaukee Independent Film Society.
So whenever anybody says Milwaukee Independent Film Society, they are also, you're the umbrella for
yeah,
Milwaukee
I'm the Milwaukee
Short
Independent
Film
Festival. Society. And okay. we, not only do we do the film festival, we do other events throughout the year.
Right.
And more
you run classes too, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Right, great.
We got two classes during this weekend at the film festival. But
filmmaking classes, good.
We view the features as Milwaukee Independent Film Society presentations.
Okay.
And we're thinking about trying to change things up a little bit next year, maybe call our film festival something else because we have features and it kind of confuses people.
Right.
But it's a way that local filmmakers have a venue to show their films, to
right.
premiere their work, they worked hard on it, and they want to have their friends and family come down and enjoy the night. So we don't. What we do is we do things a little bit differently, because if you're in a film festival, there's nothing wrong with putting your film in a film festival. I run one.
Right.
But
no, it's the best place for a lot of films to get seen.
True. But sometimes when you're in a film festival, and sometimes if it's a large one, like, say, Madison, where it's in, like, maybe four or five different venues,
right.
Your one film, and I love Madison's Film Festival, I think it's the best in the state, is competing against how many other films.
Right.
So you're trying to cut through the clutter of saying, hey, this is my film, too. Come see it. If it's a feature, it's even harder.
Right.
So what we do is, since we're just running shorts for the majority of time, we promote the features along with the shorts. They get equal attention, and they also have, the filmmakers have the ability to even make some money, because we cover the rent, the insurance.
Right.
So they don't have to pay that.
The venue rental and the insurance, okay, gotcha.
If they were to go to, like, the Oriental or the Times.
Do they take a piece of the box office then?
And they take 50% of the box.
That's great.
So they're making a little bit of money. They're not spending money.
Right.
Whatever, they might spend some to make some postcards to put out.
Right.
But they're making money to help recoup some of the costs that they make.
Right.
Making that feature and probably some money to try to push it through other festivals.
Right, that's great.
Yeah,
I suspect that if people knew if some local filmmakers knew about you, you'd get more submissions of features.
Yeah.
So maybe you can expand a little bit.
We've done fairly well. I mean, I know a lot of filmmakers, and I happen to know if someone's working on a feature, I say, hey, we'll premiere it for you.
Right. Any blowback from the local filmmakers because you're taking films from all over the world, or do they still have a good...
Not that I'm aware of. Our mission statement, I don't think, has changed. We're for Milwaukee filmmakers. So we want to give them a spotlight.
Right, okay.
And there might be times where we don't get a lot of Milwaukee films in, so we cover it with national and international fare.
It tends to be cyclical, it seems like, because filmmakers will take them a year to get a film made, or maybe more than a year, and then promote it, so...
Yeah,
you'll get a lot of short films one year and then fewer the next year because those guys are all worn out.
We also, there's filmmakers who submit to us every year.
Yeah.
And some people have a different work process. With us, we still focus on Milwaukee films. Like Friday night, our opening night, is all solely based towards
all
Milwaukee films. The opening night event. We're spotlighting Mark G.E.'s new film, Soul Chamber, and there's a new film by Jared Stepp, Nostalgia, and Elvis Tao has a new film, which documents his CD release.
Right.
And that's one block of filmmaking, which spotlights that. There's a few other films in there to help, complement each of the other ones.
And you take place
Friday.
November 9th. Saturday, November 10th, and then films also on Sunday?
Sunday we have classes, seminars. Jack Packard, who works for Funny or Die, he's teaching a class which kind of helps you. He helps you make the best viral video, bringing the components together to say, this is what people will tune in and see.
Right.
Because a lot of people try and think, I can't. No one's watching my stuff. He knows because he works for Funny or Die.
Right. So he knows what people want, what Funny or Die wants, and what people want. Right.
Yeah, and that's 11 o'clock at the Marn facilities.
Okay.
On Sunday.
And where are the Marn facilities? People don't know.
Marn is located at 5407 West Valete Street.
Okay.
And right after that, at 1 o'clock, I'm teaching a seminar with Glenn Popple on forming an LLC.
Okay.
And film financing, where a lot of people who make short films and feature films don't know that you need an LLC to protect you.
Yeah, they don't know about the business part of it. Right. Yeah. The other thing I hope somebody starts teaching classes in is distribution, how to get it out there, like how to use Without a Box.
Yeah, we'll touch upon that a little bit. I touch upon that. I teach filmmaking at MIAD, and I tend to only really touch upon the basics of it, but I think there is a need for something like that as well.
Yeah. because the making of film, everybody knows about that, but mm-hmm. the business side of it, the front end,
yeah.
how to raise money, how to protect yourself mm-hmm. legally, and the back end of how to get it out there so people see it.
And I think there's a need for teaching filmmakers how to do a proper EPK kit as well.
Yeah.
So you have to start on that as right when you're starting your film.
Well, it's great that you do this festival. It's great that you make it a showplace for Milwaukee filmmakers, but it's also great to bring all these other mm-hmm. films from around the world in to just get that influence.
It's like I said, I mean, our statement has always been to give Milwaukee filmmakers a venue to show their work.
Right.
And when we show international films, we kind of brought in our statement to say filmmakers will have an audience here.
Right.
You know, if someone we get a lot of films from Sweden and a lot of films from Europe. And they come to us every year, and they hear about us through other filmmakers, through other websites and all that. And they submit to us because they do the research. They know what we do, how we treat filmmakers, and they seek us out.
Right.
And because they want an audience as well.
Sure. One other thing, any celebrities coming into town?
Bai Ling is flying in to present Yellow Hill. On Saturday night, she'll
that
present
beautiful
it.
Asian woman.
Yes, Bai Ling. Yeah,
right.
She's really become fond of the city.
Yeah, she was in a short film of yours or a feature of yours
Petty
last
Cash.
Year, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, Petty Cash.
But she's
right.
been here like five times since then for right. you know meeting me and Glenn for Yellow Hill and other things,
right.
and she really developed a fondness for Milwaukee.
Right. And the name of the short that she's in?
Yellow Hill, The Stranger's Tale.
The Stranger's Tale.
Saturday night at 6:45 during the jury, but that film will be running out of competition because if I'm running the film festival, it's not kosher
it
for me.
It seems a little, yeah. Like and that's a short that you made sort of to promote a feature
to
script.
To raise
right?
funds for a feature.
Good luck with it.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.